Welcome back to another episode of the Drop Back Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host, Zane. And if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Man, I'm doing great. How about yourself? I mean, it's a good day of football. Or a good week of football. Outside of the Chiefs winning. But how about yourself?
Some would say.
Some fall.
I'm doing pretty good. It's a different layout, you can see. We just moved in with one another, so that's pretty exciting. We might change this layout out.
We probably will change the layout out again. We're testing stuff out. Let us know which one y'all like the most, though. I mean, it can change.
We're really close to one another, which I don't mind. But a minute in. My fault, dude. We moved in with one another, different layout. But football
is good.
So, Chiefs won.
Unfortunately.
Are we going to see another rematch of the Chiefs and Eagles?
Can we have a different Super Bowl, guys? No. No, just the same three. That's fine. So, next year is what? Rams? Bengals? So, is that what's next since we only repeat Super Bowls?
No, it's going to be 49ers Chiefs.
Oh, dang. Forgot.
Yeah, because we like to see that a lot.
No, because the Super Bowl thing was blue. All blue. So Lions and Bills.
All blue.
Lions, Bills, Titans, Panthers.
All blue, let me think. Panthers, Titans.
I like it. I just said that.
Oh, my fault, dude. My fault.
Or Titans, Lions, Panthers, Bills.
Titans, no chance.
Absolutely none.
Lions.
Pretty good chance. Healthy.
Lost
Lions.
Ben Johnson, lost Aaron Glenn. We've seen this before.
Yeah, with the Eagles.
But Dan Campbell was a better coach than Nick Sirianni, even though he's been to two Super Bowls.
In 4 years.
Vic Fangio is a great coordinator.
Yes.
And Kellen Moore is a great coordinator. So.
Also true. One of them's getting a head coaching opportunity. So, well, not a...
Both of them. Well, one of them's already gotten a head coach.
Yeah, but he sucked. So.
Ask Broncos fans of it.
Yeah, the one I know did not like him. So.
I don't think many Bronco fans liked him.
Mm-mm. It sucked. He's a great coordinator, but he sucks.
Yeah, he sucks as a head coach. But, I mean, he's been great on defense. I mean, whenever you add that many great pieces, very young guys, too. They didn't even go out in free agency and spend money. They just,
Quinn and
the defensive side.
Yeah, offensive side, they got the best running back in football.
Yeah.
Having the best running back season of all time.
Which... I don't know. We're not talking about Super Bowl quite yet, but my Super Bowl prediction is Jalen Hurts goes out there and does not have quite a master class.
He said this last week, guys.
Well, okay, the Commanders.
They made it to the NFC Championship.
They couldn't decide if they wanted to stop the running game or the passing game, and they kind of screwed them.
So. Yeah, but Hurts actually looked good. And you said, let him throw the football. He threw and ran. So, I mean, he looked good. Saquon looks great, too, though. Saquon kind of tore him apart.
But who looks more consistent? Jalen Hurts or...
Saquon. But who had a concussion? Hurts. So, I mean, that kind of two is you.
I mean,
takes you out for a couple weeks. Same thing, though.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes had a broken ACL and tore meniscus. And he's back. Perfectly fine.
Oh.
He didn't tear. He just
I was like, what did he do? I was like, that doesn't sound right.
But if he did, he would still be the great quarterback he is.
No, they pump him full of horse tranquilizer like they did last time and send him back out there after it looked like he snapped his ankle in half. Remember 2 years ago?
Oh yeah,
snapped his ankle in half and came back out there.
You know the reason I'm cheering for the Chiefs.
It's because he loves Patriots fans so much.
Because I'm a Steelers fan. And I want the Patriots to feel our agony and pain. I will never let this go.
Petty.
I am petty.
Petty, guys.
That is petty.
He would rather see a three-peat than some other team win for once. That is
okay,
insanity.
For once. The Eagles won like 6 years ago. Like 9 years ago. Oh my gosh, that was...
It was 2018, so 7 years.
Yeah, that's the right math. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. It's just the Chiefs.
The Chiefs don't even look that great, though. Like, they look good, but they don't look dominant.
I forgot my Super Bowl prediction, and it's really kind of bugging me because I know I chose the Chiefs, and I chose them to win.
Yeah.
I chose them to three-peat.
I think you did have the Eagles. I feel like you did.
I don't know if I did.
No, you had the Lions, I think. I think you had the Lions.
I had the Lions or Packers.
I had the Packers-Texans, guys. That was so bad. But I also thought Stroud was going to be an MVP type year. D'Amico Ryan was going to look like an absolute stud as a coach, and the team was just going to dominate on all sides of the ball. Defense dominated. Offense looked like poop.
Yeah. I mean, you know not to pick a second-year quarterback.
No, never. Absolutely not. Except Drake May. Drake May, you are crazy. That's why it's blue. Guys, that's why it's blue. Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. We're so back. I have a Pro Bowl quarterback, right?
Oh, no. I have a Pro Bowl quarterback. Russell Wilson's a Pro Bowl quarterback. Russell doesn't count. How does he not count?
Because he's not a rookie. But he's old. Nah, he was...
How did he get the fifth amount of votes? Like, I can name four. I can name 10 quarterbacks.
I could, too.
Tua? I'd rather have two in the Pro Bowl. Shoot, and you know I'm not the big... Brock Purdy?
I mean, that's NFC. So you gotta go to NFC.
Oh, wait, yeah. Okay, AFC, Tua.
Bo Nix, but he opted out. Bo Nix.
Why can't I think of any quarterback?
Bro said, I can name, like...
Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow.
He's in it. Allen, opted
out. Allen, Mahomes, which he's in the Super Bowl.
But he wasn't even top three anyway, so it didn't matter.
No, I mean, I'd rather have him.
Let's see, who else?
Justin Herbert.
Herbert, I think he also... No, I don't know what happened with Herbert.
Justin Herbert. Caleb Williams.
That's
NFC. I'm dumb. Shoot.
Yeah, you can't even name five.
Dude, okay, right now it is... Okay, it's...
Yeah,
I'm confused.
Long day. Long day, guys.
Yeah.
I'm gonna... He picked Chiefs. I'm picking Eagles.
We're doing our Super Bowl prediction.
Oh, well, I thought that's what you did.
Oh, no, I just, like, did. Oh. I just started talking. This is, like, a very... Yeah, this is a very unorganized episode, which is... Sums up our week.
Very much so. If you know, you know. To actually talk about the games, though, I feel like we need to talk about the games first. Let's start with the Commanders-Eagles. You missed the first half.
Yeah, I missed a good amount of it.
Or ditched me.
I moved in Saturday, so...
Moved in Saturday. Left halfway through Sunday.
Yeah, I did. I don't know what happened.
Went back to his parents' house for the rest of the day.
Did I get back there?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. And my grandparents.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It was a dominating performance. Like, to sum up that game, Eagles absolutely dominated in that whole game. Like, run game, defense, pass game, all almost perfection. The only question mark I had throughout the entire game was Vic Fangio right before the half, which is quite normal for him. Quinyon Mitchell, our star corner from last year, looked like a stud, had an interception again. He might have had two, I can't remember. DeGene had a solid game as well. Just overall, the Eagles look insane. And I think they look like the better team going into the Super Bowl. But we said that with the Bills last week. Or at least I did. So I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think they have what it takes to win a Super Bowl.
He's an Eagles hater, though. You're a Hurts hater.
I'm not a big fan of Hurts.
I don't understand it. I really don't.
Dude, I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't that good, though. People talk about him like he's...
He's a top 10 quarterback. He's not top 5, but he's top 10. He does everything that's asked of him and a little bit more.
Does he now?
He does. I mean, look at this past week. Hold on. Let's pull it up.
Pull up the numbers. Numbers don't. If numbers meant something in this league, then...
Numbers do mean something. At least a little bit of something.
Tua was a top 5 quarterback last year.
Heck yeah, he was.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
250 yards. Didn't need to do much. He also was hurt most of this year. 71 completion percentage. 3 touchdowns on the ground. I mean, he's a running quarterback. He does what he's asked. He had 4 touchdowns for his team. It's crazy they had like 7 rushing touchdowns in the game too. Will Shipley had a lot of good plays as the 3rd string running back.
So Jalen Hurts is a running quarterback then?
Yeah, he is. He's a running back. Nothing wrong with that. Your favorite quarterback this year is Jalen Milroe, ain't it? How do you talk about him?
I mean, I do like Jalen Milroe, right? He's like, if he doesn't pan out, because I was a big fan of Anthony Richardson, if he doesn't pan out, then I give up on athletic quarterbacks. I just,
you got to have some promise as a passer. So, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, this game wasn't as exciting as the
second game.
The glorious Miami.
You can ask him. I literally, every drive, I was like, it's over. It's over. And like, if he had a nickel for every time I said the word, it's over, bro would be a millionaire right now.
I would be a millionaire.
Bro, it's like him with the Steelers game. He said this over all the time.
It is. Okay.
And I was right. The game was over. After the 4th down, it was over.
Well, okay, after that 4th down, are you talking about the last 4th down of the game?
Not the last one, but the one that called it.
Yeah,
for
the first quarter? No, I'm
fine. No. It was. Josh just didn't look good, and I just knew from there it was just over.
Yeah,
he did not have a good game at all.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah.
Do you like the route concepts? The play calling also was not great. It's starting to make me question Sean McDermott. But are you gonna find a better coach somewhere else?
Yes.
You think?
With the team that you have, yes.
But is there a head coach out there available to get that would take you that far?
Mike Tomlin.
I actually like that. That would be. I'd hate it.
I would trade.
You trade the first.
This year's our first?
You think they'd trade their first?
Absolutely, they would trade it. They like Sean McDermott too much, too.
Yeah, I know. It'd probably be next year. If they don't make it again. If they lose to the Chiefs again, oh, dude, Sean McDermott's gone. 5 years
ago, you'd have to fire him, Sean McDermott. You'd have to.
The conversation started last year, and then, no. Like, he's got to go.
Yeah. So then, I wanted to ask you this question because we've talked about it plenty.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think lost the Bills the game?
I think it's a mixture of a couple things.
Say it. Go ahead, say
it. Bad referees.
Oh, brother.
A lot of bad calls. But I'm going to add in, because we had the conversation earlier, I think the Bills had the chance to win the game on their last drive, and their play calls were just dog. They were just absolutely awful. There is no reason you go double outside on the last couple plays. You need to have an underneath route every single time because you know Spagnuolo's going to blitz. You need your underneath dump off. And you don't have it, that's what lost you that game. Truly is like being stupid like that. If you have a tight end drop, just hitch route, curl, anything, just a little dump off route. You get a first down. You get your 4th and 5. You getting closer to field goal range. Kincaid catches the ball, which guarantee that's one of the hardest catches you can make after coming back. You're in field goal range. You win the game. All these little like things that they did, not going for it on, not going for 2 points ties the game. These little coaching errors.
Dude, Sean McDermott did this a couple years ago where he went for 2 and he lost the game.
I preach that going for 2 is actually what costs you a game more than it wins you a game. And people call me stupid, but in games like this, it proves true. In every single game of the playoffs this year, it's proved true. You don't need to go for 2. Take your point. Move on.
Yeah.
You're pushing luck.
You shouldn't do that.
I will say, like, it was on the Bills, but there definitely was, you admitted, there were some bad calls in that game.
Yeah, there were some bad calls, but the rest this year have been awful.
Yeah, 100% the rest, all around.
Every game you watch, it's like, oh my gosh.
And it's been really bad. It needs to change.
I think what the Bills are missing is...
Say a premier wide receiver. They had Diggs for the past 4 years.
I would say a wide receiver.
Oh my gosh, dude. They just drafted Coleman.
No, I wasn't gonna say one.
Oh, you weren't? Okay.
No.
And continue.
I was gonna say corner.
I agree.
Like a elite corner.
100%. Haven't had one since Gilmore. Actually since White. Sorry, forgot about him.
I think better edge rushers.
I would agree. I think your first pick's gonna be corner and then your second pick's gonna be edge rusher.
Someone else I don't know, safety. You just got to upgrade defense.
Really, your defensive side of the ball needs upgrades, and you got to bring a wide receiver. Maybe not a premier guy, but just a wide receiver.
Von Miller's still good, but
he's old.
You need to get a younger head rusher. And luckily this is the draft class to get a head rusher.
So. Head rush and corner and safety, it's really solid group.
So yeah, you can attack all those positions in this draft class.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Do you think that fourth down call was wrong with Josh Allen? Do you think he made it over the line?
So, I would say they saw on the field, called it turnover on downs.
Right.
And they went into the replay booth. No efficient evidence.
Not enough evidence.
So I completely understand. Okay, I can see where there's not enough evidence to overturn the ball.
Yeah.
So I can understand that.
Okay, but did you think that he got it?
Yes, I think he got it. Everyone thought he got it.
Everyone did. Okay, now I'll raise the question. Should there be a sensor in the ball for a first down?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know how that would affect the ball.
Because it would get rid of the human error. Because, I mean, if you're under a pile, you can't see where the ball is. The guy's just going to call what he thinks or what he wants to happen. And so you just get rid of that completely, and you just be like, oh, we got the first down. Cool.
I don't know. Officiating needs to get better next year.
Oh, 100%. There's going to be like a training camp or something this summer.
But this is a little off.
All right.
Because we need to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs franchise. Dynasty. Oh, we can talk about the Chiefs dynasty now.
Because if they win this year, they have a dynasty.
Dude, they already have a dynasty.
I guess they have
5 years?
Six years.
Six years of straight. They have not lost in the divisional round since Pittsburgh Steelers. Shout out. Our last win in the playoffs. Five field goals, by the way.
That's just so stupid.
What?
Last time y'all won was like, what was it, 12 years ago?
It was
a long time ago.
It was eight.
Since before Mahomes.
It was when Mahomes was in high school, actually.
That's
actually like Brown now. But I think the Chiefs dynasty is...
It's second all time.
Legendary.
Oh, it's 100% legendary. I mean, like, yeah, no, there's no putting around that. No, there's no putting around that. But he brought up like five and 6 years, and I was like, Patriots did 6 and 8, so we didn't win all of them, but they went 6 and 8. So.
And did they add a three-peat?
It definitely can be pushed to the greatest dynasty group. Longevity wise, though.
Longevity, I mean, yeah, it's Patriots are up there. But if Mahomes, like, if we get another 10 years of Mahomes.
Gosh, we have like eight. I think we have 8 years left of Mahomes. I don't think he goes another 10. Not with the injuries.
I think he can be a pocket passer. He can.
You think he can go 15 years total? Yes. In his career? Well, yeah, 8 years. He's got 8 years. He's on year 7. Oh, he'll be on year 8. So 7.
Dude,
years.
I think he's got. Our glorious Mahomes has 15 more years.
Not a chance. He's not going to go as long as Brady. I think Brady could still beat him now.
Well, considering they play opposite sides of the ball, it's kind of hard to, you know.
Yeah, I know they both play offense, but, I mean, head-to-heads, Brady won twice. Bro came out of retirement and beat him. So, I mean.
Yeah. I forgot Brady came out of retirement.
Dude, freaking crazy. Came out of retirement, beat Mahomes.
Yeah. I think Mahomes proves that he's the second best quarterback.
Oh, I mean, there was there was no doubt.
Yeah, I think Manning is still an all-time great. Like, he's...
I hate ranking quarterbacks all-time, actually, because it's different eras. I just think, they're all great quarterbacks. Like, that's all there should be said to it. Like, okay, he's a great quarterback. So is this guy. You don't need to
rank it. And it's different eras because...
Football's different.
It's so different.
We talked about it on the ride home today. How protected players are now compared to when they were when Tom Brady first started. Dude was getting clocked and getting up and continuing playing. While now it's like they get clocked and they're just crying on the field. It's completely different ballgame.
Yeah, we need to go back to old football where it's like, well, you have a CTA, you go back out there, you know?
Exactly. Tua would be dead.
Dude, they're acting like it was still in the 1980s.
I know.
Two, how many fingers am I holding up? 17. Oh, two.
It's so bad. Him against DeMar Hamlin, I was scared for what was about to happen.
Dude, DeMar Hamlin ended him.
The most breakable object. I was scared.
DeMar got his revenge.
Got to get back. Unnecessary to get back. And then DeMar actually like was selling the game, and I was like, dog, what did I say? It was out of pocket. I don't know.
I'm not saying it on here. I know what you said, but I'm not saying
it.
It
was so out of pocket.
But yeah, Super Bowl matchup, we've seen this 2 years ago.
I think I've seen this song before and I didn't like the ending.
I've played these games before. I always think of that meme whenever. No. You've never watched Squid Games, have you?
I did. I watched the first season.
Did you watch the second season?
No.
Nah, well.
I haven't had time.
You wouldn't understand.
Well, I have had time. I liked other stuff.
Well,
it's on the list, though.
Well, yeah. So, we already said our Super Bowl predictions. I think it's just going to be the same thing we saw.
You think pass interference is called in the game?
No.
Wow. Wow.
No.
This guy admits it. He admits it, guys. He admitted it.
Dude, even, okay. The retired officiating head guy.
Yeah.
He even came out and said, like, it's not scripted. We don't, like, pick
players.
Yeah,
I know it's not scripted. I was just joking.
No, I know. But, like, they don't pick players or whatever. Like, if they did, then.
I mean, they kind of do protect more players than others. We've seen Russell Wilson get clocked in that.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know, dude.
Am I right?
If, I don't.
Hey, Pro Bowl quarterback.
Yeah. Dude, he's gonna. We're gonna. No, Woody Johnson's actually gonna sign him.
Well, he's on the Pro Bowl roster in May 2026. So. Bro's a Pro Bowler and like an 80-year roll. He's better than Aaron Rodgers. So.
He's gonna go back and play like Madden 22.
Hey,
and
his
be
son,
like,
how good is Aaron Rodgers?
Tyler,
oh, Dad, he was really good in his prime. Oh, then we're signing him. Dad, I said in his prime. Not now. Oh, we're still signing him.
He's gonna be like, Tyler Huntley was a Pro Bowler. I think we need to bring him in.
Hey, I'm not gonna complain. I'm not gonna complain as a Patriots fan. They suck. It's funny. Especially after 2 years ago when they got all cocky and arrogant, thinking they were going to be like the best team in the league. So funny when they went like, 7-10? And then now they're even worse. Went, like,
I mean, it's not funny for our predictions because we looked like
we looked awful this year for them. We had them at, you had them worse than I did. You had them at,
yeah, dude, I thought they were going to like actually do something. I thought Rodgers was going to come back.
I had them 11-6. I had the Bills at 9-8. I had the Dolphins at 10-7, and the Patriots at 5-12.
Yeah, I think we should stop like trying to switch it up with teams.
No, just keep it the same. I mean, it's not going to change that much.
Bills, Chiefs in the AFC Championship for the next 5 years.
I got a prediction.
Don't Chiefs. Say it. Don't even think about it.
I was going to say Ravens Bengals.
Oh.
I was going to go Ravens Bengals.
Oh, I thought you were about to be like Patriots.
No, maybe 3 years from now. Hey man, Drake May, stud.
The Steelers will be in the
8-9 season next year for the Pats. But let's get back to the Super Bowl. You said repeat, so what? 38-35 final score? Or are we thinking more of a defensive game? I think more defensive game than 2 years
ago. Yeah, I think it's going to be more defensive.
Yeah.
Because they both have great defenses. I'm going to say like 20. 7-30.
Okay,
no, I don't want it to be a close game because I don't want the Chiefs. I don't want the Chiefs to be. Well, did you not see that penalty? Did you not see that?
Yeah, we're gonna micro pick because it's been
and then you're gonna see Lane Johnson hold him like this, and it's gonna be like, I didn't see anything.
The Chiefs got assaulted.
Okay. I just showed an example.
Come on, guys.
I just showed an example so people would see. Dude, he's joking.
I'm kidding.
Right, Zane? I'm just playing.
We're fine. I don't think the Chiefs scored 30 because it's only happened once and it was this past game. That's how you know stuff is messed up. The Chiefs scored 30. No, they haven't scored 30 all year against worse defenses. They didn't score 30 against the Panthers. That's when you know it's messed up.
Yeah, Bryce Young almost upset him.
I know. I think final score, let's go 24-23. That's right, 1 point.
I'm going to go, actually, I'm changing it up.
I think Eagles.
27-23.
27-23? I like it. My reason is I think the Eagles get a game-winning field goal.
Oh, you're picking the Eagles?
Yeah.
I just think there's no shot. I said this about the Commanders, but I don't think there's a shot with the Eagles.
Hey,
I think
keep saying that. Please do.
The Chiefs been here before Mahomes.
Some of the Eagles.
The glorious Mahomes. Dude, Mahomes been here for like 3 years straight. So
yeah, it's time to stop. He's got to stop somehow. Last time the Eagles didn't have Saquon. That was their big issue, is their run game.
Mahomes and Super Bowls are like Deshaun Watson and massage parlor. Yeah, they don't stop.
Yeah, same with Robert Kraft. I'll hit the owner. All right, I'll
hit the owner. That's a crazy comparison.
Senior Bowl started.
Yeah, the Senior Bowl. I haven't watched it.
I watched a little bit while we were at work.
Yeah.
Like a little bit, like 30 minutes. Tez Johnson looks good. But he's like, he's 5'9", 156, guys. All right. I said this with Tank Dell. Don't draft him. He's going to get hurt. Unless he puts on like 20 pounds and loses speed, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then you give the case for Worthy. Worthy's he's 2 inches taller and...
In a great system.
Great system and 15 pounds heavier. So, it's not the same. It's really not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
I think short video, but... Good video. Wrapped up video.
Next video will be us at the Senior Bowl.
Yes.
You know, vlogging. This will be our first time ever vlogging.
So check it out, guys. I want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If you disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.